Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. And now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Chris, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. China's government is promising today to take steps to boost domestic consumption as a driver of the economy after growth dipped in the latest quarter. A cabinet statement promised changes in medical, pension, and other policies, but gave no other details. China's economic growth slipped to 7.7% in the first 3 months of the year from the previous quarter's 7.9%. The Federal Reserve today is scheduled to buy Treasury bonds maturing between February of 2036 and February of 2043. The Fed's action is part of a Treasury bond buying program disclosed in December of 2012 by the Fed, aimed to support the economic recovery. The trade guesses are out for Friday afternoon's cattle on feed report. That report going to be released by USDA at 2 o'clock Central Time. Here are the average guesses by the trade on feed as of 1 April, 93.9%, placed in March, 99.1%, and marketed in March, 93.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,668, down 88 points. The NASDAQ at 3233 is down 31. The S&P 500 at 1561 is down just over 13 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Too much moisture will occur across the heart of the Midwest as we move forward through this next 7-day period, limiting the amount of field work that could occur across the region. This will be especially true from Missouri and Illinois and immediate neighboring areas of southeastern Iowa, perhaps a few areas in Indiana and Michigan. These areas could easily see 1 to 3 and maybe some local 4-inch amounts of rainfall over the next 7 days, and we'll watch the situation rather closely. There are a couple of significant events that will likely occur, though, to generate the moisture. The first one is the storm system coming up here over the next 2 to 2.5 days, and we'll likely see precipitation widespread in these areas. The precipitation event really get underway later today and continuing on through the day tomorrow and finally winding down shortly thereafter. We'll expect the system to produce widespread rain. A lot of areas will end up with enough precipitation to keep farmers out of fields for a little while. And then we'll likely see a couple of days of dry weather, but by the time we get to the early part of next week, there's going to be yet another rain event coming into the region, producing more precipitation. And again, it's going to be focused perhaps on the same area from Missouri to Indiana and Michigan, maybe catching the northern delta as well. So all of these areas will be faced with some frequent disruption to potential field work, and it just doesn't get warm enough between storm systems to really improve the soil so that much field work can occur. The only areas that are probably going to see the relatively good environment for periodic light amounts of field work will likely be in portions of Ohio and northeastern Kentucky and southeastern sections of Indiana, and that will likely occur in front of this larger storm system in the next day or day and a half. The Tennessee River Basin and portions of the southeastern states will also see a good environment for field work to proceed, while areas in the western Corn Belt will probably have a little bit more of a disruption because of a combination of cool temperatures and precipitation occurring on a frequent basis. We do expect to see the upper portions of the Midwest and the northeastern part of the plains to be vulnerable to a rather significant flood event. And this is the culmination of all the snow and rain that has occurred here recently, and yet another storm system will impact that region here over the next 24 to 48 hours with another storm system early next week. So the combination of all that plus the significant snow that's on the ground will likely raise the potential for flooding, especially in the Red River Basin of the north, but over a very large portion of the northeastern plains and upper Midwest in general. And it'll be a while before the ground firms up enough and warms up enough to allow for field work to occur, so many areas in the northwestern Corn Belt will be facing probably an extended period with limited opportunities for field work to occur. Well, the temperatures across the region are going to be still quite a bit cooler than average for a while. We do anticipate the afternoon readings to contrast rather sharply across the region for a little bit. The afternoon readings here today, for instance, will likely run from the 30s and 40s in the northwestern Corn Belt to readings in the 70s and possibly over 80 degrees in the Ohio River Basin. We'll look for the temperatures tomorrow to contrast almost as much or more so, with 80s getting further to the north into Indiana and Ohio. And that's one of the reasons why I think there'll be some fieldwork potential there over the next 2 days, because there won't be a tremendous amount of precipitation potential in some of these areas. In contrast to those 80s, though, in the eastern Midwest, we'll see 30s and 40s in the western Corn Belt, and especially from Kansas into Minnesota and parts of the eastern Dakotas. So we move on out into the day on Friday. Afternoon highs will be 30s and 40s northwest and 40s and 50s in the southeast. We may see a few readings that will get up into the 60s, perhaps, still in the easternmost sections of the region. Low temperatures at night are expected to slip back into 20s and 30s in the western Corn Belt, and in the eastern areas will probably still be well above freezing for a number of days, with the biggest cool-off expected in those areas early next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's look at the composite trade. Remember, the pits are open in Kansas City. May wheat, 739.5, down 2.25. July, 745.5, down 2.25. May wheat in Chicago, 701.25, down 2.25. July, 705.25, down 2.5. May corn, 662, now 63, even down 0.25. July, 641.25, up 0.5. December, at 543.25, up 2.5. May soybeans, 1413, up 1.5. July, 1372.5, now 3/4, down 0.5. November at 1215.5, down 3. May soybean meal, 404.20, up 290. May soybean oil, 48.74, down 24. April live cattle, 125.55, up 17.5. April feeders, 136.47.5, down 47.5. And May lean hogs, 86.60, down 20. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
You know, earlier in the session, I thought we were looking at some light bull spreading in the soybean pit, maybe because the China futures finished higher in the front months of their market overnight, but we're seeming to give most of that back now.
Well, I think the bull spreads probably have some credence. I think it's going to be dependent upon what kind of meal demand really surfaces. We've had an increase in meal basis, you know, in the interior markets over in Decatur and Illinois spots, and we've got a firm basis at the Gulf. I think the general idea is that the pace of shipments out of South America are not going to satisfy world demand or China's demand. So we may be tapped on the shoulder for some more meal, which could basically firm those spreads up. The problem right now is a lot of analysts have said sell the crush, which basically means buy the products and sell the beans, which basically puts a little bit of pressure on your spread and contributes to the choppy nature of the market.
And the market is choppy. Let's make no bones about this week, even though it was fairly volatile on Monday and yesterday, and it has settled down today. It has been a choppy week.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Monday was kind of the gloom and doomers came out and got to express themselves. And then yesterday, you know, May corn posted an outside day up. If you look at the weekly charts, you know, you can make a case either way. But the path of least resistance right now appears to be to the upside. The contributing factor right there is weather. And right now, weather is basically more supportive for December corn. But on the other side, if you've got tight stocks and need to ration, people are going to have to want control of inventory that exists today.
I think I've asked all our analysts this question this week. Maybe I missed one. Will, at the end of the week, we have posted higher weekly closes in corn and beans?
I tend to think so, especially in corn. You know, I think we could probably tack on another 10 or 15 cents in corn without too much difficulty. Here again, it's probably predicated on weather forecasts. A lot of guys are going to be waiting to see how things look next week. We've talked in-house that the 2% planting progress number on Monday for corn was about what we expected, but they could have been sandbagging for another point. So next week you could come in at 5 to 7. But when you approach the last week in the month, you're going to need to see some planting progress or the market's going to take note.
Do producers need to do some marketing of corn before they go to the fields?
Basically, we're trying to get some price protection on via puts before we go to the fields. Yes, the level of protection probably needs to be at least cover what's not covered by insurance and probably closer to 50% at this point.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace. May wheat in Chicago, $7.75, now $7.01, down 2.5. May corn, $6.63, down 0.25. December's, $5.43, up 2.25. May soybeans, $14.11.25, down 0.25. November at $12.14.25, down 4.25. May soybean meal, $4.04.10, up 2.80. May soybean oil at $48.68 is down 30 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.